The Good Day program on the air at 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Rich McFadden. This is one of these moments in history, or at least in the history of the Good Day program. Now, remember, we're celebrating our 25th year, into our 25th year doing this program. How I never found this guy before, or how he never found me, is a mystery. I just found, Meredith and I were doing some work on Sunday, and this guy somehow or other popped up in the conversation, and when Meredith described, he'd done some work for Meredith's father's company, and when she described this fellow, I thought, my God, how can we not have ever crossed paths? And that's what her question was, too. So I set it about to have the people on the staff get to Ed Foreman, who is the happiest guy. Richie, this is a man who has been making for
decades. I'm smiling already.
People feel happy. He's happy. He feels terrific. He wants to. He's. If you look at some of the video on his site, Ed Foreman, F-O-R-E-M-A-N, edforeman.com, you'll see him jumping around the stage. I thought this was Zig Ziglar on steroids or something.
Zig Ziglar. Oh, and, I love Zig.
And this guy, one of the things, the first thing that attracted me to Ed Foreman was that he had been a United States congressman from two different states. How do you do
that's
that?
Cool.
He was a millionaire by the time he was 26. Ed Foreman, welcome to Good Day. Why haven't we met yet?
One of my old constituents' adversaries some time ago, when you talk about that being elected from two states, he said the only guy that had to keep changing states to stay in Congress.
Well, that may be true of more than we care to acknowledge, probably.
Yeah.
So when were you in Congress?
Oh, it was a long time ago, when you were a little boy, before you even knew about milking cows, Doug.
Really?
Yeah, I first went to Congress back in the Goldwater days, and was there, with Reagan and Ford and Nixon.
I don't want to spoil this for you, but I was a supporter of Barry Goldwater in college. So that's
well,
how
that's
far
good for you.
I
you're a good
back
boy. And, you know, Hillary Clinton was, too. It's amazing.
Yeah.
She had pretty good
and I like Hillary.
I ran into Bill.
there's a joke going around about Bill Clinton asking Paula Broadwell to do his memoir. Have you seen that of you?
Oh, come on.
All right. So you have been somebody, as I said, this very dear friend of mine. Her father ran a business, a steel business in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And apparently a while back you were invited to come in and bring your message of health and wealth and happiness.
Many years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, her father was quite a guy. He was a doctor who owned a steel company.
Right, he was a chiropractor.
That's right. He was a very positive gentleman. And Meredith and her brothers, they were dynamic family. I haven't seen or heard or talked to them in years, but they had a great big, when you entered the steel mill, they had a great big poster there in front. What kind of a day do you choose today? Terrible or terrific?
Yeah.
And if he asked you how you were during the day, and you answered with the word terrific, he reached in his pocket and gave you a silver dollar. So you can imagine everybody in that steel mill were terrific. And whenever they answered terrific, they thought terrific. When they thought terrific, they acted terrific. When they acted terrific, they were terrific, and it was a productive, successful operation.
I'm going to introduce you to another friend of mine, and his company you probably know of as well. His name is Robert Libman. Do you know the Libman broom and mop?
Yeah.
All right. So he's got a company in central Illinois.
Yeah.
And his philosophy may not be quite the same as Dr. Lipke's, but he is really, he's quite an entrepreneur, and he will love you. The thing that you have done, Meredith didn't tell me the story about the silver dollars, but that's a great way to get people to think. All people want, really and truly, when it boils down to the goodness of humanity, is to be happy.
Absolutely. And the interesting thing about it is we decide on that each day. If somebody says, well, I'm not feeling very good today, just stop right there and say, cancel. I'm not thinking very good.
Mm-hmm.
See, think about what you think about. And if you catch yourself thinking about unhappiness, ill health, and adversity, just reach up and change the channel and think about what you want to happen.
Why is that so hard for people? happiness is so far removed from so many Americans.
Number one, they get accustomed to it. They're habitually worrying. They grow up in a worry atmosphere. I'm afraid this is going to happen. I'm afraid that's going to happen.
It's fear,
and so
right?
What happens is they're thinking about what they don't want to happen instead of what they do want to happen. And all you got to do is just, you say to them, is that really what you want to happen? They say, no, I don't want to happen. You say, okay, what do you want to happen? And as they begin to think about what they want to happen, they begin to feel better. They begin to feel better. They begin to perform better. It's a fascinating, simple thing, but, people pay me to teach them that.
So you're still running around the country doing this. You've learned this the easy way or the hard way. How did Ed Foreman get to feel happy?
Well, I kind of like
himself?
You. I grew up on a farm in Portales, New Mexico, milking cows and feeding chickens and working horses and stuff like that. And I remember when I was a kid, getting up early in the morning was real cold, be barefooted, and going out there to cow lot. You look for a nice warm smoking cow pile to step in so your feet would warm up, and get your hands up there around that udder so you can warm your hands up. I remember making myself a promise. Once I get off this farm, once I graduate from high school, I'll never milk another cow. I'll never slop another hog. I'll never clean another chicken house. And I haven't, I'll tell you since then.
But, that's interesting. I grew up, you're right, we both have very similar roots. I loved growing up on the farm. I loved being around cows. And I still have that love.
Oh, that's great. If you love it, do it.
To each his own, exactly. And I think that's your message. If you love it, but you got to find what you love, or can you create what you love? Do you have to find it, or can you create it?
Either way, the fascinating thing about it, the successful person, the most successful, lively, long-living person, has two things. Number one, they have something to do when they get up in the morning. They have a reason to get up. And number two, they have something or someone to love. If you've got something to do and something or someone to love, that's motivation enough. So if you don't love what you're doing, if you don't like what you're doing, back away from it and take a look at it as you did the first day when you had the opportunity to do what you did. And fire yourself into it with first day enthusiasm. Now, if when you back away and you look at it, you say, oh, my Lord, I don't know how, I just can't get excited about this. Then quit and go do something you can get excited about. And if you do something that you really love doing, you'll never work a day in your life. I don't work. I get paid for doing what I do for nothing.
Exactly. That's what people say. We were talking about this earlier about my life and why I work 7 days a week. This program is on the air. I don't take a vacation.
Yeah.
I don't take days off. We'll be here on Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and 4th of July because it's a labor of love.
Absolutely.
And so if people are able to find that, and you can work at this. You can work at, as you say, laughing, loving, and living. I have a friend who taught me about LSD. You know about LSD?
LSD.
LSD, laughing, singing, and dancing.
That's great.
So taking that, now you can use that, and you can give me credit or not.
Oh, sure, first time or two, I'll say as Doug Steffen says, and then I'll say as a friend of mine says, and then I'll say as I've always said.
You are. Somehow or other, you and I have to get together. Maybe we could do a show, a stage show together. Ed Foreman is here. You have to check out his website. EdForeman.com. Richie and Roberta and Jennifer, you're going
to
love
it. Ed, I'm sitting here listening to you, and I can't let you go without asking whether you've ever seen the movie Jerry Maguire.
I don't remember it.
Show me the money!
Show me the money!
Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Well, in that movie, his mentor is a guy who sounds exactly like you do, named Dick Fox, Dickie Fox. And here's Dickie Fox.
I love getting up in the morning. I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
And I'm sitting here thinking, we've got Dickie Fox on the show right now.
Yeah. That's actually what you got to do. And actually, I tell people who are having a struggle with it, I said, what you do is start talking to yourself. The most important person you talk to is yourself. So I give them a whole line of positive self-talk warm-ups. For instance, when you get up for today and tomorrow, this week is good to say, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, I'm appreciative. And say it over and over, I'm grateful, I'm thankful, I'm appreciative. And as the more you say it, the more enthusiastic you get, then start thinking, what am I grateful for? What am I thankful for? What am I appreciative for? And as you begin to enumerate the things that you're grateful, thankful, and appreciative for, then you begin to see how great life is. But most people go around thinking, oh, Why? I'm upset. I'm frustrated.
That's the thing, and especially at this time of year, what are you thankful for is the right question. I hope you can stick around with us for a while, because this is a great conversation. I would like to have you as long as you can stick around.
Happy to. You can't hardly get rid of me once you get me on the line.
Ed Foreman is here. Check out edforeman.com. This is the kind of thing that people like me live for, and I think that you get the spirit, you get the sense, you get the excitement. He's been on 60 Minutes. He's been on hundreds of covers of magazines, interviewed by newspapers. Ed Foreman is with us here on Good Day.
On a chapstick Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 chapstick cherries, 7 peppermints, 6 green apples, 5 chapstick raspberry cream, 4 apple ciders, 3 strawberries, 2 vanilla mints, and a limited edition candy cane.
Stuff your stockings with all the great flavors of chapstick this year, all in the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Holidays are about spending time with loved ones. The Company Store is here to help make your holidays truly memorable. Find everything you need to create an inviting, festive space at thecompanystore.com. Luxurious bedding, from warm flannel sheets and sumptuous quilts to the highest quality down comforters. And the Company Store has all the seasonal decor you love. More products, more comfort, more of what you love. The Company Store. Enjoy 20% off your entire order at thecompanystore.com. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout.
This Thanksgiving and Black Friday, unwrap huge savings from Sprint. Save $150 on an unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3, the ultimate way to connect, capture, and share, now for only $49.99. Visit your Sprint store on Black Friday or beat the rush Thursday and Friday at Sprint.com.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to 5 lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye. Farewell. See you later. Adios. Au revoir. Hasta mañana. Toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Our focus here on Good Day, most every day, is to help you feel happy and feel better physically, emotionally, spiritually. And that's what Ed Foreman is all about. I'm happy to have made his acquaintance and to have him here on Good Day. You may want to check out his way of getting you started or thinking, hey, the world is full of people like Ed. Why do we need him? Is a good question. Ed Foreman is here. EdForeman.com is his website.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have Ed Foreman with us, who is a motivational speaker, somebody that you'd be happy to be around. How long have you been married, Ed?
Over 50 years.
And your wife thinks what of your daily routine?
She thinks I'm happy, healthy, and terrific. Sometimes she can hardly stand me, but she tolerates me.
So you have all kinds of courses that you lead, helping people. I was just thinking, the name of this program is the Good Day Program. I'm looking at all of the things online that I subscribe to that help to give me an attitudinal direction that I want to be in. And I'm just, as I listen to you and I'm looking at all this stuff, I'm thinking, how many props do many of us, I have normally a pretty good attitude toward things,
yeah,
but I feel like I need support. And it's kind of a sad commentary in a way. On, you know, it's great for you and people like you, maybe people like me who work at helping people have a better day. But when you consider how many people are down, how many people are depressed, whether it's reality of their circumstances or sometimes, you know, women when they go into menopause or you lose somebody, whatever it is, the depression, younger people today are more depressed and on Prozac and Zoloft and all these other things that seem to artificially try to keep you at least stable. I wonder if, when exposed to all of these messages, could you get around having to use all of that stuff?
Yeah, unfortunately, the interesting thing about it, it's a result of what they feed their mind. The most important thing you put into your body is the thoughts that you put in your mind, what you read, the people that you associate with, and what you listen to. And if you're reading the newspaper every morning, all the murders, wars, and rapes, which are the things that are unusual that happened, if you're listening to most radio, they're telling about the astonishing, unusual things that happen. You're watching television, they're telling about the wars and all of these kinds of things. Then you think the whole world's that way, but the world's not that way. The world is basically a good world. And so you don't catch depression, you don't catch happiness. You create it by the thoughts that you put in your mind. So carefully choose what you read, what you listen to, and the people with whom you associate. Turn off the bad news. Read the funny paper if you want to, but you don't have to. Remember, the only thing they do is change the names and the places. It's the same wars.
Same
it's
store.
The same battles that are going on.
I said to a friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, who just got hired yesterday to be the president of a really good college in Pennsylvania, and he worked at my alma mater. I was on the board there for 12 years, and I was a big supporter of his, and as he was getting ready to go be interviewed and try to figure out which school, because it came down to a couple of schools offered him a job, I said, Jimmy, before you go to bed every night, think about what you want and hold that thought in your mind. What is it you want the most.
Absolutely.
And he said that he did that, and the school that he wanted to go most, to lead, is the one that hired him.
Exactly. What you sincerely and earnestly desire and hold your mind upon will become a reality in your life. The unfortunate thing is most people are taught from their upbringing, sit around the breakfast table and the supper table with mom and dad, to worry about how are we going to make this month's payment? How are we going to pay off the loan at the bank? So they're raised on worry, and they think that's the way they have to go. And the fascinating thing about it is, start filling your mind full of good things. The fascinating thing about it is when bad things happen, look for the bright side. You say, what did I learn from it, or how did I keep it from happening?
Look on the bright side of life. Do you ever sing?
Oh, a little bit, yeah. I sing to myself.
Yeah, you sing, and that does that make you feel happy when you're in the shower? Do you feel happy?
Absolutely. There's a bluebird on your windowsill. There's a rainbow in your sky. There are happy thoughts your heart to fill. Yes, sir. Keep your daytime job, Eddie.
Is that what your mother said? What'd your mother and father think about what you decided to do?
My mother was the greatest encouraging teacher a child could have. My mother, she was a very positive woman, and when I was growing up on that farm, she would tell me, someday, son, you're going to do this, and you're going to do that, and you're going to travel here, and you're going to have these things. And the fascinating thing about it is she put those things in my mind. She was the greatest teacher that I ever had. And the fascinating thing about it is, if you've got a mom, you've got a dad that can do that for you, be grateful. And if you are a mother or father, start talking to your children about what they can do, what they can have, where they can go, the good things in life. And if you'll talk to them about that, don't say, well, you were never good at math, you never could succeed at that. Tell them what they're good at and encourage them and love them.
That's an important lesson to learn. My father was an orphan. And as a result of that, it was always what he figured out on his own how to succeed. But he was very careful, and his fears showed in different ways. Mm-hmm. He would tell me, well, you're not really capable of doing that. You're not qualified for that. Or be satisfied with what you have. You know, we come from a modest family, mm-hmm. so don't do anything other than, and you fill in the blank. And that was always difficult for me, and still is, frankly.
Yeah.
What a wonderful connection. I hope you and I will become better friends, and that you will appear on this program with regularity, and perhaps it's something we can do together. Ed Foreman, a pleasure to have you here to help us feel happy and healthy and terrific. Check out Ed Foreman, foreman.com. Ed, congratulations on having a wonderful life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Everybody done the poll today? Check out the polls at DougStephan.com. The poll today asks, what your favorite Thanksgiving side dish is? I said stuffing. What say you, Rich McFadden?
Ooh, stuffing is pretty good stuff, but man.
Sweet potatoes, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, other. Does pie count as a side dish?
No, it's a dessert.
No, what?
And I can't choose the green bean casserole because I am the maker of the green bean casserole. So I'm going to have to put that aside. So I'm going to go with the potatoes.
I hope you have a nice crispy green bean casserole.
Oh, I wait till last to put those dirty onions on there, and then I make them nice and crisp. Turn that oven up nice and hot.
So good.
Nice and crisp.
All right, so Jennifer, what's your favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes?
Oh, yeah.
I like regular mashed potatoes.
Yeah, me too.
Frankly, but stuffing is good. All right, and the green bean casserole can be good. Whatever your source, whatever your interest, you may tell us at
thanksgiving.com. Down here in the South, we do macaroni and cheese, too.
Yeah, that's good as you crisp it up.
You put the breadcrumbs on top and make it nice and crispy.
Mm, our poll yesterday, who's cooking your Thanksgiving dinner, 32% of you said you were, 30% of you said somebody else in the family, 17% said you're eating out.
Ugh,
eating out on Thanksgiving? Oh!
Hey, watch it, buddy.
14%, I have no idea, and 6% friends. All right, so that's that piece of the pie, if you'll pardon the pun. Check it out at DougStephan.com. Speaking of checking things out, Uri Geller is with us. Uri, I don't know if you were listening. Sometimes you listen.
Michael's calling Uri right now. He'll be with us in 30 seconds. Yeah.
All right, so before we get to Uri, then, let you track something that's at DougStephan.com. When you take the poll, look at this story that comes from a Seattle man who's trying to start a movement to bring back one of the foods that was served at the first Thanksgiving. This is for Roberta. Eel.
Yeah.
Oh, Thanksgiving eel. My father used to eat that stuff.
And Roberta is the first person I thought
of. How do you stuff an eel, by the way?
They used to do that. Roberta used to do that when she was a kid. Her father, with the Italians, they would
She still does, doesn't she? I always remember her saying that they get loose in the house or something.
Awful, awful, awful.
Snakes of the sea.
Yeah.
That's my father used to eat.
I'll eat a little eel when I go off for sushi.
Sardines, the same thing. It's horrible. Uri Geller joins us in a minute. Stand by here on Good Day.
This Thanksgiving and Black Friday, unwrap huge savings from Sprint. Save $150 on an unlimited edition Samsung Galaxy S3. The ultimate way to connect, capture, and share, now for only $49.99. Visit your Sprint store on Black Friday or beat the rush Thursday and Friday at Sprint.com.
Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fees. Excludes taxes. Network use rules and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exogen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exogen.com. Exogen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exogen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exogen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exogen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exogen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exogen.com.
Don't worry. Be happy.
It's 22 before the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The essence of our conversation with Ed Foreman, maybe we multiply, divide, triplicate, is a, we can't make these people, but they do appear. And sometimes when you most need them, Mary Geller is a great example of that. As somebody with whom I've been friends for almost 20 years, here's a guy that has the mental attitude. And I was just talking to him off the air, especially when you think about your family and friends that are over in Israel and subject to all of this nonstop barrage back and forth between the Palestinians, Hamas, and the Israelis. You think about this solution or not finding a solution to the problem, and you wonder why it is or how it is that people get off into this fear and this anger and all this fighting when it's so much easier to have your message, Uri, or Ed Foreman's message of using, in your case, your mind to create the attitude that creates happiness.
Well, you know, Doug, decide to be happy and you're halfway there. Think about that. Most people, unfortunately, I want to believe that 7 billion people out there, most of them in a way are unhappy because they're struggling. It's mainly no financial support from anyone. They are living in or under conditions that are appalling. Just look at the world situation. Look at huge countries or even continents where people still have no electricity, no water. I mean, it's just crazy. It's hard to believe. And I have to remind you all that every 4 seconds, a baby dies from hunger, somewhere around the world. Every 4 seconds. Let's experience this. 21, 22, 23, 24. A baby just died. And then you have every 48 seconds, a child dies from malaria somewhere around the world. And you're talking about happiness, you know? You can imagine the tragedy that these families go through day in and day out.
But why should we wrap ourselves around those tragedies? Why do we let them get the best of us?
I'm not saying for us to wrap around these tragedies, but
no, I'm just saying the news media or people in general seem to gravitate. It's almost, excuse me, like it was the human condition with so many of us to expect the worst or to be kind of down and mostly out when in fact you can create a wonderful ambiance if you think about what you want, not what you don't want.
Yeah, but Doug, you know, my mantra is be or try to be in an attitude of gratitude. Be grateful for everything you have. You know, we take health for granted. We, until it hits us. When we have a health problem, then we realize that immediately it dwarfs everything else. Money is not important at all when you have no health. You want to have health. And because of the struggles and the surroundings of poor people, they don't have health, most of them. They don't have a place to go to ask for health, to be cured for medicine, etc. So we've got to be in an attitude of gratitude. And while we are in that attitude, we do have to reflect and look around us and see what is happening around us. You can't really, Doug, come on, detach yourself from the misery of other people that are suffering around the world. Can you?
No.
No.
But how can we make it better for them?
I mean, Doug, there's two different ways to look at the misery that goes on around the world. There's A, the news media that uses it to make money.
Yeah.
And then there's B, the people who want to actually go out and help. Seriously have concern for these people and want to go out and help. You just have to decide which one you need to pay attention to.
Yeah. And the people who are in the position to help, who can afford to help, the wealthy people, many of them do that. Many of them do that with no publicity, no PR, no hoopla around it, because some very famous people, some celebrities, actually do it for publicity.
Yeah.
But most people, and then the wealthy individuals, the Bill Gates of the world, are hugely generous. So they're helping. But, you know, Doug, that's the way the world is. You know, not me and not this person. What's his name that you just mentioned?
Ed Foreman.
You know, not Ed Foreman can, you know, pull out a miracle and change the world suddenly. They can lecture and motivate and inspire groups of people. They can create books and DVDs, which is, in a way, a business by itself. But they can, you know, do to a limited effort to help those people out there. But there are billions of people who need help. So there's no solution, no immediate solution to this, Doug. And we all know it. We're all trying in our tiny molecular way to help. You don't really need to be rich to help. There's no doubt in my mind that all of you on the show and many of you listening to the show, probably most of you listening to the show, once in your life, maybe two or three or four times, you have given to charity. Right, Doug? You have given to charity?
Yes,
all of us gave to charity.
Yeah, we all have, yeah.
Sure.
So there's no magic pill, there's no magic bullet that you can say, okay, I'm going to change the world. It's easy to ask me, well, why is there misery? Come on, we don't have to be rocket scientists to know, because the world is struggling, because there is still disease, there are still wars, there are still people killing each other in the name of religion, there are economical downfalls, there is ecological tragedies, there is, I mean, I can name you a whole list of things that are being created partly maybe by Mother Nature, partly by world leaders, governments, etc., that hinder the pathway to creating a better world and peace on our planet.
Peace. It's and quiet and love and things. And it's almost like you're put down. Yeah. If you believe in these things or you try to espouse them, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. And people spend their whole life, sometimes it's based on religious, ethnic backgrounds, sometimes it's based on what neighborhood you grew up in, sometimes it's based on what school you go to,
yep,
who your parents are, all of that stuff. But it would be so wonderful if we could break, and I know a lot of people who say we're headed in that direction. We're going to break the dome. What is it they say in Israel? They have a dome of an
iron dome.
Yeah, right.
That
and maybe we've got that.
There's like a 95% success rate of stopping the Hamas rockets from hitting civilian targets. We are all waiting for a nirvana. We are all waiting for some miracle, for some positive happening. But many people are negative. They're skeptical. They dwell in darkness. And, those who speak ill of this world are usually, Doug, those who have never succeeded in living it. So you've got to be positive. And I tell you again, it's not easy to be positive. But if you think, okay, I'll try to be positive today. What is being positive? Think positive. Think motivational. Think inspirational. Think spirituality. And be in an attitude of gratitude. That's how I started this program. And something will overcome you, a pleasant feeling, a happiness of sort. And that, if you can inject that into others, then you're already doing something positive.
It's an injection for sure. We'd like to think that it would be something that you could do. There are people who have in their mind that they can not be agents of change, but not on the positive side. And I mean, think about that, not only the news media, but the books that are written, the movies that are produced, the television shows that we see, and they all have the same message for the most part. Kill them. The bad guys and the good guys. It's the white hats and the black hats. It's riding off into the... It's really kind of appalling.
It is. I mean, all you have to do is look at the games out there are engaging millions of people.
All right. Well, let's hope that that stuff changes. I just wanted to get your spin on that, as usual. Check out Uri's website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Uri, have a wonderful... You don't celebrate Thanksgiving over there, but we can be thankful that we have you.
Okay, I love you all, and send peaceful thoughts into Palestine and into Israel, and hopefully something positive will happen in the coming 48 hours.
Good idea. Thanks, Uri.
Bye-bye.
This is news from KillerApps.tv. I'm technology reporter Brett Larson. It's the busiest shopping time of the year. Black Friday and Cyber Monday are almost here, and tech is at the top of wish lists. This year, mobile marketing will be big, and AT&T Mobile Marketing Solutions is helping businesses reach you with the best deals anywhere, anytime. Using mobile barcodes, QR codes, and geofencing, businesses can be sure you have the best offers right in the palm of your hand. No need to worry about finding the next power fix for your smartphone with the new Duracell PowerMat 24-hour power system. It features a wireless charging case for the iPhone 4 and 4S or Samsung Galaxy S3, a portable backup battery to keep you powered on the go, and a sleek power mat. For the reader in the family, there's the Kobo Mini, the world's smallest and lightest full-featured e-ink e-reader. The Mini features a 5-inch no-glare e-ink touchscreen that makes reading easy on the eyes, and it fits in your pocket so you can carry up to 1,000 e-books wherever you go. Never worry about losing your files and pictures again with Carbonite. Automatically backup computer files on Macs and PCs whenever the computer is connected to the Internet, featuring anytime, anywhere access so users can remotely access their files from any Internet-connected device. The gamer in your life needs the Logitech G710 Plus mechanical gaming keyboard. It offers high-speed, low-noise mechanical keys and adjustable dual-zone backlighting to minimize distraction and help you stay focused on the game. 6 programmable G-keys let you record and access up to 18 game-specific functions. For more information, go to KillerApps.tv. I'm Brett Larson.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target.
Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
The day before Thanksgiving, today is Getaway Day. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Planes, trains, automobiles, throw in buses and any other mode of transportation you like. Today is the day when millions of us hit the road or the skies. First things first, let's check the weather. Meteorologist Gary Best says most areas of the country will enjoy sunny skies and mild weather today.
Looking at 50s and 60s across the upper Midwest, 70s, 80s across Oklahoma and Texas, mostly in the 70s across the southeast, and 60s for the mid-Atlantic, and 40s and 50s with sunshine across the northeast.
The Pacific Northwest, which has been hit with rough weather recently, will have more wet weather today. Scattered thunderstorms in the forecast as well for portions of New Mexico and southwest Texas. Now let's talk travel. According to the AAA, an estimated 43.5 million Americans will be going somewhere over the long Thanksgiving holiday weekend, and that's a slight increase, less than 1% from last year, but it is an increase.
Thanksgiving travel has been on a steady climb since 2008, when travel dropped 25%.
That's Heather Hunter at the AAA, who says more people are staying away from planes and staying on the road.
Automobile travel is the most dominant mode of travel for Thanksgiving because it's convenient and it can also be cost-effective.
And Heather tells us there is one thing family travelers are demanding when staying at hotels this year: online access.
Free Wi-Fi fees are more and more important.
In the old days, all you needed was a TV that worked in your hotel or motel room. Today, it's Wi-Fi or why go. Bottom line, if today's the day you are starting your holiday weekend by hitting the road, pack some patience and get there safely. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Baa, baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Just in time for Black Friday. Get unlimited talk.
Call your mother.
Text.
OMG.
And text.
Huh?
That's right. It texts what you think.
Shut the front door.
That's what I'm saying. The next generation of smartphone has it all.
But does it have deals on all 10 of the top 10 appliance brands?
No.
That's because only Sears has them all. Sears Black Friday starts 8 p.m. Thursday with up to 50% off appliance doorbusters. This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears. Doorbusters through Friday, 1 p.m. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
On Wall Street, not a whole lot of movement for the markets yesterday. The Dow slipping 7 points, closing at 12,789. S&P and NASDAQ both up about a point. Oil prices dropped $2.53 a barrel, closing at $86.75. Hostess is expected to be back in court today, seeking a bankruptcy judge's ruling that it can permanently shut its doors. A bankruptcy judge had asked the company and the Bakers Union to get together and try one more time to come to an agreement in the hope of saving more than 18,000 jobs. That effort, you might say, turned stale yesterday. For those worrying about their Twinkies and ding-dongs, it is likely another company will step in and continue making those treats. Hey, if you're in New York City, you'll have a chance to see something very special this afternoon. That's the sound of the annual balloon inflation that'll take place later today for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The balloons this year include a jumbo-sized Kermit the Frog and Kung Fu Panda, 16 big character balloons in all, along with other novelty balloons, all for tomorrow's parade. Closing notes, let's start with Powerball. The multi-state lottery played in 42 states, Washington, D.C., and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Tonight's jackpot, a whopping $250 million. Yes, that's $250 million. And finally, on this day before Thanksgiving, we head to the White House. A very special annual ceremony taking place in the Rose Garden. Here's the president explaining it a year ago.
Today I have the awesome responsibility of granting a presidential pardon to a pair of turkeys.
Yes, the annual pardon of turkeys taking place today. They are both 19-week-old Virginia-raised 40-pound male turkeys. Their names? Cobbler and Gobbler. Not easy to tell them apart. Right, Cobbler? How about you, Gobbler? They even sound alike. Anyway, after their pardon today, Cobbler and Gobbler will be taken to George Washington's Virginia estate, where they will become part of the Mount Vernon Christmas display, available for public viewing right through January 6th. After that, Cobbler and Gobbler will retire to a life of comfort in a special enclosure nowhere near a dinner table at a livestock facility at Mount Vernon. For Cobbler and Gobbler, this is better than hitting Powerball. You see, they agree. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Holidays are about spending time with loved ones. The Company Store is here to help make your holidays truly memorable. Find everything you need to create an inviting, festive space at thecompanystore.com. Luxurious bedding, from warm flannel sheets and sumptuous quilts to the highest quality down comforters. And the Company Store has all the seasonal decor you love. More products, more comfort, more of what you love. The Company Store. Enjoy 20% off your entire order at thecompanystore.com. Enter promo code RADIO at checkout.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.